So if you could begin with your name and the organisation or organisations that you represent.
I'm Samia Tosio and I represent the creative collaboration of local artists and community artists called The Imagineers. And I also represent the Sutton Home Education Forum, of which I am chair.
And what impact do your organisations have in your local community?
The Imagineers basically delivered a series of creative activities and events for last year's Imagine Arts Festival. And the impact that had was that we received an award at the Cultural Awards for our outstanding contribution to the cultural life of the borough. So this focuses, on our skills and abilities at engaging the community in creative activities and giving an opportunity to people who would not ordinarily have had a chance to participate in those types of activities and large-scale events. With Sutton Home Education Forum, we are basically a voice for home educators in the London Borough of Sutton, and what we do twofold. We work closely with the Education Authority and looking at their policies and making sure that they are sticking to the government guidelines on home education. And actually help, we've redrafted letters for them and made things, their terminology a lot more friendly, so people don't receive a letter and become alarmed because they think, the wording is slightly wrong or whatever. The other part of that is that we've been working closely with the Sports Village at Sutton Tennis Academy, and we now have 100 children a week, home educated, doing sports classes that are reduced rate for home educators at the Sports Village on a weekly basis. And those sports are tennis, multi-sports, football and gymnastics and archery now we've just included. So in the last four terms, we have basically delivered, I think it's about 2,000 participants have, benefited, basically. So over a year, that's 4,000.
Mm.
So that's our impact. We're providing opportunities to people who would not ordinarily get those opportunities.
Yeah. And what is it like being a small organisation in Sutton?
There's a lot of support for small organisations. A lot of that support is very much coming from Sutton Centre for Voluntary Services, who will support small organisations on the legal side, constitutions, applying for grants and things like that. There's a lot of support there. In from the council side of things, there are a lot of people who are very supportive of the arts and very supportive of providing these type of opportunities to home educators. There are those that perhaps see things differently and think differently. So we do, it's not always plain sailing. But I think Sutton, that there are a lot of very good venues in the borough, and a lot of the people that are running these venues are very open to new ideas and it helping to engage communities and make it possible that new ideas can be taken and benefits can be given to people where they wouldn't have been before. So there is a lot of support for that kind of thing, and we, happily look to work with those types of people and sort of say, what's the problem? Let's find a solution. How can we work together and improve things?